Sarai, blowing shotties in our car. Though we may not made it far, ain't nobody where we are. Same case Sarai, blowing shotties in our car. Though we may not made it far, ain't nobody where we are. Ain't got no money, baby, no real place to go. Turn up them tweeters, baby, till our speakers blow. Same case Sarai, blowing shotties in our car. Though we may not made it far, ain't nobody where we are.
Colette. FM Experiment. It's Friday night, just after 7 o'clock in the evening. From her brand new album, Push, this is the Fabulous Fab Mix.
You know that I'm watching you. You're kind of shy as you cross the room. Intoxicated, and I think you wanted more.
Colette off her new album Push on Ohm Records. That's Think You Want It, the Fabulous Fab mix. And now, a little T and one track Mike. The twin team that brought you Shaniqua, the song Shaniqua Don't Live Here No More. It's a great album. Foam is Dape is the name of the album. This song is called Wings. Get down with it. You're listening to the FM Experiment, your source for electronic music in the Red River Valley.
If I had wings, I'd take off work, fly around town until it got dark, watch the kids playing basketball down in the park with their shoes on, and laugh at them, ha-ha, I'm out of here, gravity free in the stratosphere, don't need a blunt or a can of beer to get high as the sky and wave bye-bye. I flap my wings in double time, rapping in double rhyme, and look down on the world feeling innocent and thinking, I never wanna land again, cause an average day could ruin a man. Had me thinking about suicide again, and a whole lot of crazy other things. Like if I had wings,
if I had wings, I would fly away, fly away. If I had wings, I would laugh all day, laugh all day. If I had wings, I would fly away, fly away. If I had wings, I would laugh all day.
If I had wings, I wouldn't fall in love. I flutter around it like a butterfly does. Pollinate my heart with flower buds. In the summertime, you know I wanna rub noses with the mostest beautiful girl in the world. Fly to sea and get a pearl to give to her. I'd be happy if her name was Jennifer or Stephanie, as long as she could fly away with me and have a picnic in a maple tree. Look, I can see my house from here. My mind is crystal clear. Would you like some more ambrosia, dear? Listen, you could hear the crickets sing. I'd have a girl if I had wings.
If I had wings, I would fly away, fly away. If I had wings, I would laugh all day, laugh all day. If I had wings, I would fly away, fly away.
If I had wings, I wouldn't be so lazy. I'd give rides to kids and old ladies when they need help across the street. I'd be there to sweep them off their feet. I'd be a model citizen. All the kids around the way would say, I wanna be like Tim when I grow up. Forget about Jordan, he could only jump. I wanna fly, I wanna float. I want wings, don't you know? Yeah, kids, I know all about it. I'ma get my wings one day, don't you doubt it. I don't want a car or diamond rings. I'd be a hero if I had wings.
If I had wings, I would fly away, fly away. If I had wings, I would laugh all day, laugh all day. If I had wings, I would fly away, fly away. If I had wings, I would laugh all day.
If I had wings, my luck would change. I could live above the clouds where it never rains, where I can't get hit by a bus or a train or bird poo. Like I always do, there'd be no crowds at shopping malls, no walking dogs, no telephone calls, and I'd be free. With nobody around to ostracize me, I could fly all day above the planet Earth. Come home late, and my feet would never hurt. I fill my pockets up with dirt, just to prove that it isn't a dream. I'd be in heaven if I had wings.
One half of the original group Funkstrong. This is Michael Fekesh. The song is called Soda. And it's funky. You dig? Yo.
Another buy a brand new thing. Another program that will feed. Set up right along your needs. What style turns up and reads. Riders all over the east. And the crowd begins to scream.
I put it in school, okay?
Soda's what you say.
Soda's what they scream.
I put it in school.
the show that make you clean. Set up right along your knees. My style goes down in reach. Yeah. Hot is all over the east. And then the doubts begin to sink. Show us what they say. Yeah. Show us what they scream.
But don't worry, don't panic.
Red alert is a catastrophe. But don't worry, don't panic. Ain't nothing going on but history.
History, yeah. History.
It's alright. Don't panic.
Don't panic.
And the music keeps on playing on and on.
Step on stepper.
Keep on playing on and on.
delicious, 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 delicious.
Just like to warm some things up before we hit the history of house music part 5 on the show tonight. Some of the stuff you heard the Basement Jacks, Red Alert, Steve Gurley mix. I'm going to have to save this one for a little bit later. I'm trying to remember what I played after that.
I was with my girlfriend. This is down in Florida. She took me to this place. It had all kinds of things growing. And she gave me something. It was a mushroom. She said, "Eat it." I said, "A mushroom? What's that?" She said, "Eat it." I didn't think nothing of it. She was kind of a wild girl, you know. I didn't think she was that wild. So I ate the mushroom. I said, "Well, that doesn't taste like much." She said, "Wait a minute." So I waited a minute. I waited a few minutes. And then the next thing I know, I was walking on clouds. They were beautiful clouds. And my girlfriend was talking to me while I was walking on the clouds. Everything felt beautiful. I almost felt like I didn't have any feet. No floor under me. It's beautiful. We looked in each other's eyes. On top of these clouds. Mouths weren't open. Then all of a sudden, she let me go. But I didn't fall. I floated. But I was farther away from her. Until the next thing I know, she wasn't there. I was by myself.
Alright, I've got my playlist together here. After Basement Jack's Red Alert, you heard Delicious from Pure Sugar, followed by Diplo's Cobra Style, and Sam and Dave Hold On, the DJ Nature remix. And now you're enjoying the sounds of Marshall Jefferson. The song is called Mushrooms, and this is the Salt City remix. We're about to move into this week's edition of the History of House Music. Hope you've been enjoying the series. I've been getting a lot of positive feedback on the MySpace page, which is at myspace.com/FM experiment. Feel free to log in there and you can take a look at The playlist for many of the shows all the way back, I think, to about last January. So about a year's worth of shows you can check out the playlist for. And you can also find links to shows, to the podcast of the shows. We got DJ KLMNOP coming in a little early to get set up for his program, which will be kicking off the sounds of This Is Sugar from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock tonight. He's setting up in Studio B right now. He's going to have DJ Raga D. No, yeah, that's the guy right there. All right, well, stay tuned for the sounds of This Is Sugar at 8 o'clock. In the meanwhile, enjoy this segment. It's called The History of House Music, and it's been getting rave reviews online. This week's episode, moving out of the first record. Last week we talked about the first records ever pressed and who is on those. And now we're moving into this segment is about Trax Records and how everyone was started in Chicago started to get on the house music production train and how it set up house music to be exported to the rest of the world. So enjoy the segment. It's about 10 minutes in length, and we'll have another 20 minutes of show. You're listening to the FM Experiment on KNDS 105.9 LP Fargo. If you have any comments on the session here, give me a call at 231-6703.
They didn't know how to play their instruments. Most of them weren't even musicians. They came along with the music media, with the electronic revolution. They learned how to beat out simple rhythms on the drum machines that nobody knew about. And they learned how to use sequencers when sequencers were strange toys. They were innovators, pioneers. It was just a special time.
Too far gone on the way back. Too far gone.
Larry Sherman owned Chicago's only record pressing plant. As the first wave of house tracks emerged, he launched the Trax label.
If the guy brought in a tape today, I tried to have a record out within a week. That's kind of what set Trax apart, was the ability to get the materials into the marketplace. We didn't have to wait for somebody to say, well, I think this might be a good record, I might buy it. We came in and said, this is a great record and you need it. This is house. Do you like it? It's wonderful stuff.
Early releases like Adonis's No Way Back defined the emerging house sound.
Release my soul. I lost control.
But it was business skill that made Trax the dominant label.
Vinyl at that time was running about 70 cents a pound or 30 cents a record, roughly. I couldn't afford it to produce large quantities because the cash flow was terrible. So I bought large quantities of new unsold records.
Then he'd grind them up and he'd reprocess them again and make new records, which is why his records always had the pops and they weren't like very well pressed and they would warp and everything because it wasn't virgin vinyl.
And I apologize to the public on this one. The reason that some of the records were at best shoddy at sometimes was because I just ran the parts. If they would still fit in the machine and didn't come out, I was running records. Made the best record you could make for a quarter.
By now, club kids were firing the music's evolution. In late 85, a couple of music box fans spawned a new style of house by abusing a machine designed for karaoke.
Well, basically, we started using a 303 just to try to make bass lines, because when we first started making music, it sucked. So I made this rhythm, what you hear playing right now.
And it's just playing straight, he said, but I can't figure out how to work this thing. It's still doing this weird, like, sound, you know. It's like, I don't know how to program it. So he's like, maybe you can figure out how to program it, because it didn't come with a book. And so I was like, instead of trying to program it, I just started turning knobs. I was like, and he's like, well, what you doing? I'm like, I don't know, I'm turning these knobs. He said, keep doing that. I'm like, I'm turning the knobs. And we just sitting there for like 30, 40 minutes. I'm just turning knobs. And like, yeah, I like that. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's been 5,000 acid house records after that one. Nobody did it like Pierre. Pierre did it in a musical way that followed the mood of the song. Everybody else just turned knobs, man. No, it's never been done like that.
Well, if anybody would like would be daring enough to play this, it would be Ron Hardy.
He ended up playing it 4 times that night. The first time he played it, the people didn't really know how to react to it.
He played it again. People was looking like, I guess it's early. He playing some crazy stuff.
The 4th time, they lost their mind. And that was the birth of acid right there.
Ron Hardy gave me DJ Pierre's tape.
Marshall Jefferson was the ear for Larry Sherman. Larry Sherman had no clue what was going on with the music.
You know, I said, Larry, you gotta put this out. You gotta put it out. He said, there's no words on it. I said, yeah, but you said that about Can You Feel It?
Can You Feel It brought jazz sophistication to the Raw House beat. Despite a string of classics, bitterness was bubbling at Trax Records.
You get the contract, he tells you how much money he's gonna give you, and that's it. And meanwhile, this guy could be making thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on your music.
All you had to do is say, this is a standard contract. And oh, well, if it's a standard contract, where do I sign? You know, a lot of kids, you know, for $1,000, Larry would give him $1,000 and say, but I own everything.
If you don't have the money, you can't go get a lawyer to read the contract for you. The retainer fee alone with a lawyer is going to kill you.
Larry's admonitions to his artists who are signing up without lawyers, he would at least I heard him say this, and he seemed to be, you know, doing it. He seemed to be proud of the fact that he was giving them this, like, warning in advance. You know, he says, oh, look, you say, I want you to know that this is a business. He says, and if I can screw you, he says, I will. You know what I mean? And he meant it. You know what I mean? And not that he's any more unusual than any other record company, in my opinion, but I always admired him because he was honest enough to tell them in advance that, you know, you might be, you know, in for a real experience here.
The pioneers of house had sold their tracks to Sherman. But as record sales boomed, some felt hard done by.
I mean, what would happen is they would go there with their first record because he was only planting town.
They had reservations, but the thing of wanting to get their music out was just a little stronger, and so they're trying to do the best deal that they can do. But it just wasn't good enough, you know?
Larry's deal is a deal. It's an opportunity. Guys get to put records out. But you may not make any money. That's just the deal.
The paperwork is right. The people got paid handsomely in the early stages. It's just a general consensus in house that they're of the opinion they sold more records than the business dictated.
Move your body. The burning desire to dance had defiantly spawned on new music. Move your body. It was not without cost. Both Larry Levan and Ron Hardy were to die of drug-related illness in 1992. But their legacy is a music that has taken flight far beyond the clubs of its birth. Without such pioneering DJs, dance music would never have flourished. Without labels like Trax, house music may never have left Chicago. But without Marshall Jefferson, house wouldn't have Move Your Body.
Everybody said it wasn't house music when I first did it. That piano, what the hell is that doing there? You know, who you think you are, Fast Domino? You don't put no piano on no house record. That ain't house music. So I called it the house music anthem.
And the response to the house music national anthem, Move Your Body, was just international.
I equate the record to like Bill Haley and the Comets, Rock Around the Clock, right? Rock and Roll was before that song, but that named, that gave everybody the name. Because right after Move Your Body came out, reporters start coming from all over the world. What's house music? What's house music? What's house music? Right? So, you know, Move Your Body said, gotta have house music all night long with that house music. You can't go wrong. You know, give me that house music. Then it's called the house music anthem.
House had a sound. It had a name. By 1986, it was ready to cross the Atlantic.
And there you have the history of house music, part five. If you ask me, it's getting more and more interesting. I'm finding it harder each week to stick it to only one segment of the program. But it is broken down nicely on YouTube into 12, 10-minute sections. So we're going to try and keep with that program. And you can find the whole thing if you just can't wait at YouTube and just search for History of House, and you'll find all 12 pieces there. But if you've got the patience and you like the setup and the follow-up to the sessions, then stay tuned right here, because you can find it right here on the FM Experiment every Friday night from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. I'm with you, bringing you electronic-influenced hip-hop, dance, trip-hop, anything electronically produced, sequenced, synthesized, any skippy beats, any funk stuff reworked with drum machines and sequencers. You can find it all right here. And I certainly do appreciate any input that you've got. So if you would join up with me at myspace.com/FM experiment, we can build this community nice and large. And we'll create a forum wherein you could submit things that I'm missing on the electronic music front, new albums and things like that, to the MySpace page. I'll be happy to post those. And then starting to incorporate them into the radio program. It should be pretty sweet. I want to tell you also about another new resource that I found online this week. It's really excellent if you know, maybe if you want to discover new music. We've been using the Hype Machine for a long time. We're going to keep that rolling, of course. But there's a new radio station. It's at Pandora.com. You can create multiple stations for yourself. Maybe you have easy listening. Maybe you have jazz. Maybe you've got your electronica set. So you pick about three artists that you really like that you think have sort of a similar style, and the radio station chooses songs that you can thumb up and thumb down that it searches for overlapping references or tags to the song. So you'll find out. I that's actually how I found the first song of the show today, the Telephone Tel Aviv, My Week Beats Your Year. I hadn't heard it in, I mean, probably 3 or 4 years, and all of a sudden here it comes out of the blue. There it is. Oh my gosh, I loved this song. So try Pandora.com this week and see what you think. Being that Marshall Jefferson was a major topic of this week's History of House Music, I'm going to play the Marshall Jefferson song that they were talking about. We had just played Mushroom before the break, and now we're going to play Move Your Body, the classic song that first brought piano back into warehouse music, or house music as it's called here. And I've got a request for Sandstorm from Darude coming up shortly, and we'll play some Chemical Brothers, and by then we'll be pretty much tapped out on the program. You'll have to stay tuned for more electronic music from DJ KLMNOP coming up at 8 o'clock straight up to 9 with the sounds of This Is Sugar.
body. Move your body. Sexy body.
Move your body. Move your body. Move your body. Move
it's gonna
body.
Set you free.
Move your body. Move
it's gonna
body.
Set you free.
Move your body.
It's gonna
body.
Set you free.
Move your body. Move your body.
Move your body.
Move your body. Move your body.
Move
your body. Move your body. Move your body.
Move
your body.
Not everyone understands house music. It's a spiritual thing. It's a mind thing. It's a soul thing. Marshall Jefferson with the house music national anthem, Move Your Body, here on KNDS's FM Experiment.
It's gonna set you free.
Rock your body. Rock your body. Rock your body. Rock your body.
If you're feeling these house vibes and want to get a feel for it yourself, head on out to Welcome to Our World. It's going on tomorrow night. It's everyone's birthday party at the Aquarium, January 5th, 2008. I don't know if you've learned how to not sign your checks with 2007 yet. I've been writing it everywhere I go. It's a hard habit to break, but let me tell you, tomorrow night's going to be a great show. Trance, house, and progressive music. It's very accessible electronic music. You can ask most DJs and those that like electronic music that trance, house, and progressive music are an excellent place to get into the sounds. Playing, DJing tomorrow night, you have a chance to hear four different DJs from the region. Including DJ Boney from Valley Energy Promotions, Lumpy, me, DJ Joyride from Iced Breaks Entertainment, and DJ Craigs. You can find more information on the show if you head on over to MySpace/Valley Energy. Doors open at 9. There's no cover charge. So come on out. It's your birthday tomorrow night at the Aquarium for Welcome to Our World. Come out and celebrate, everyone. And tonight, going on right now, if you were to head over to the Upfront Gallery, maybe you've got an itching for a little snack. If your mouth is watering, as mine is, just thinking about some little cookies, maybe some milk on the side, you can head on over to the Upfront Gallery at 512 Broadway, where Naomi Schleissman, she's a sculpture artist from the area, is having an art opening until 11 o'clock tonight, so you can meet the artist. And, of course, the gallery is open to meander about. Often they've got some music playing in the background, and the company's always really great at the Upfront Gallery. Head on out there, 512 Broadway. Many people have been asking what's going on with the frequency change here at the station, and while I'm under a gag order and can't give too much detail out, the problem is real, and the station out of Lisbon has started constructing their tower. So at any day, any moment, the station could just cut out. It'll just be something like this. Thankfully, it hasn't happened to date, but we need your donations. We've been raising money for the last couple of years. I think this is their second or third summer raising money for this specific cause, in order to facilitate the legal fees and paperwork necessary to change our frequency, as well as afford us a new tower, which is going to cost us more to rent than the current tower we've got. So if you have a contribution that you'd like to make and you haven't found a KNDS event lately, and you can find more KNDS events that'll leave donations to the station if you go to myspace.com/KNDS radio. But if that's not the case for you, you head over to KNDSradio.com and consider giving through our PayPal button. We'd certainly appreciate it. And we do everything we can to keep this station running for you commercial free, including playing requests like this one right here. This is Darude Sandstorm going out by special request to Justin. It's his birthday, so this one's going out to you. And we've got another 10 minutes or so of the program. 9 minutes, 8 minutes exactly on the nose. It's 7:52, and it is at the bottom temperature that we're going to have for the night. It is 18 degrees outside. Enjoy the song. I've still got one song from Daft Punk and one song from the Chemical Brothers' new album, We Are the Night, headed your way before we make room for DJ KLMNOP. We'll be right back. This is Battle Scars. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to skip out on the Daft Punk till next week, but don't worry, never fear. We'll be playing selections. The Too Long Acid Girls remix I was going to play Tonight, I'll be playing that along with some selections of the Alive 2007 tour that I was able to experience while I was in Denver. It was out of this world. I mean, I can't even explain it, but maybe you'll get a taste of it next Friday night when I play selections from Alive 2007. We'll catch you next week. Stay tuned for the sounds of This Is Sugar with DJ KLMNOP, broadcasting from Studio B tonight.
Give it up to Joyride and FM Experiments here on 105.9 KNDS, 6 to 8 every Friday. I am your host, DJ KLMNOP, stepping up for This Is Sugar, 8 o'clock Friday nights. Yes, yes. You want to find us on the web and stream us wherever you're at. We're at KNDSradio.com. We are independent radio, so if you go to KNDSradio.com, click on the PayPal, you can donate and help support all the great music we'll be bringing you. Sticking along with the house tip, going to be mixing it live on the turntable, so it's going to be continuous music for the next hour or so. I'm going to start it off with the Ralphie Rosario track featuring Clifford. The track's called Wanna Give It Up. It's Lego's dub. Let's get going. This is Sugar Fridays. Up next.